The mandate of the forces of the East African Community is expected to expire in December, and Kinshasa has been reluctant to renew it, expressing dissatisfaction with the mission. Dr. Peter Mathuki, the Secretary General of the East African Community, says that it will be up to the heads of state to renew or not.
The decision of renewal is solely a decision of the summit, because the East African Regional Force is a creation of the summit, and it is them who mandates them to take her responsibilities. And therefore, that decision will be purely done by the members of the summit, and of course it will be done in consultation with the host country, given that it is in our collective interest to ensure that the East African Community remains peaceful.
The deployment of the regional forces is met with mixed reactions from the citizens and the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo, as President Felix Tshisekedi himself openly accuses the regional force of not executing its mandate. Congolese lawmaker Dorothy Masirika agrees.
I cannot say that the ERC force do enough in the eastern of DRC, because they have a challenge to know the region. I think they can help if they work closely with the FRDC. The return of peace in DRC can help the DRC refugees to come back home and contribute to the development of our country.
About 2.8 million children are now displaced in the Democratic Republic of Congo, accounting to 40% of the total number of displaced people. Their numbers have risen to 6.9 million from 5 million in July, according to the latest data from the UN Displacement Tracking Matrix. About 80% of those internally displaced are in the eastern provinces of Tanganyika, North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri. Frank Walusimbi is the Associate Communications Officer of the UNHCR in Uganda. He says that underfunding is affecting their response.
There is 500,000 Congolese refugees in the country. The figure constitutes 31.9% of the refugee population in Uganda. And because of Uganda's open door policy, they also access national services, talk about education, healthcare. Each family is allocated a plot of land by government.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, more than 5% of children are now displaced as conflict forces a record number of people from their homes. The DRC has a population of about 95 million and the second highest number of displaced people after Sudan. With renewed clashes between the DRC forces and the M23 since last month, the stabilization of the eastern part of the country is still far from being achieved. Moses Havyarimana, VOA Africa, Arusha, Tanzania.